In local obituaries this morning, Mr. J.B. Montgomery, age 79, of Greensburg, died Monday at Hardin Memorial Hospital. Survivors include his wife, Frances Shreve Montgomery, one son and daughter-in-law of Florida, one grandchild, a sister-in-law, Mizetta Montgomery of Greensburg, two grandchildren. Funeral services for J.B. Montgomery will be this morning at 10:30 Central Time at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Pleasant Ridge Church Building Fund. Mr. John Nolan Buck Blair, age 88, of Loretta, died Sunday at Springview Hospital. He is survived by one sister of Louisville, five brothers, including locally by David Blair of St. Francis. Funeral mass for John Nolan Buck Blair will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Church, with burial in the church cemetery. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the St. Francis of Assisi Cemetery Fund. Mrs. Alice Ernestine Jesse, age 79, of Greensburg, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by three sons and one daughter-in-law, David Jesse of Greensburg, Robert Jesse of Columbia, Johnny and Kathy Jesse of Greensburg, half-sisters Paula Edwards Bishop and Frances Edwards, both of Greensburg, two sisters-in-law, including locally by Pauline Heiser of Greensburg, nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Alice Ernestine Jesse will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Miss Goldie Mae Helm, age 47, of Lebanon, died Monday at the home of her mother in Liberty after an illness. She is survived by one daughter, Melissa Ashcraft of Gravel Switch, her mother, Betty Joyce Price of Liberty, two brothers, Keith Helm of McKinney, Clee Helm of Lebanon, three sisters, Mary Lane and Marcia Helm, both of Lebanon, Vicki Gribbins of Bradfordsville. Funeral services for Goldie Mae Helm will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. Mr. John J.T. Simpson, age 86, of Greene County, died Sunday at Lake Cumberland Regional Hospital in Somerset. Survivors include a daughter and son-in-law, Carolyn Sue and Robert Morgan of Greensburg, one son, David Simpson of Greensburg, foster children, Joyce Burton of Columbia, William Underwood and Cleston Simpson, both of Greensburg, one brother, Bill Simpson of Greensburg, three sisters, Margaret Underwood, Noni Mann, and Elizabeth Boston, all of Greensburg, six grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for John J.T. Simpson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Simpson Cemetery. Mr. Harry Scallos, age 81, of Campbellsville, died Monday. He is survived by one son and daughter-in-law, Brad and Karen Scallos of Campbellsville, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Harry Scallos will be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Richmond Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family suggests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles or the Campbellsville University Business Department. Mr. Robert Slinker, age 66, died Tuesday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Ruby Slinker, one son, Robert Slinker of Berksville, five daughters, Joanne Allen of Edmonton, Betty Underwood and Kathy Webb of Campbellsville, Linda Lou Harrington of Lebanon, Mary Ann Lyons of Bradfordsville, three sisters, Denise Brown and Joyce Smith of Lebanon, Margaret Slinker of Greensburg, three brothers, including locally by Joe Slinker of Edmonton and Charles Slinker of Campbellsville, 13 grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert Slinker will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Mulder Hill Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Angel McCubbin, age 46, of Pennsylvania, formerly of Campbellsville, died Saturday. She is survived by her husband, Randy McCubbin, one daughter, Michelle Walkley of Campbellsville, her parents, Paul and Goldie Smith of Mansville, one brother, Clifford Kreider of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Angel McCubbin will be Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home, with burial in the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Campbellsville American Legion Ladies Auxiliary. Mr. Eddie Yates, age 92, of Findlay, died Monday in Campbellsville. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law, Jody and Sue Yates of Findlay, eight grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, two sisters, including locally by Dixie Wise of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Eddie Yates will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Mulder Hill Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home. Elozai Dean Franklin, age 76, of Jamestown, formerly of Campbellsville, died Monday in Russell Springs. Survivors include her husband, John Franklin, Jr., two sisters-in-law, Shirley Warren and Pansy Willis of Campbellsville, one niece, Deborah Dean Overstreet of Campbellsville, one nephew of Florida. Funeral services for Elozai Dean Franklin will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Saloma Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 10 a.m. Friday at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the family funeral fund. Mrs. Ella Mitchell Allen, age 69, of Indianapolis, a Greene County native, died Thursday in Knoxville, Tennessee, while vacationing. She is survived by her husband, Reverend Lewis Allen, one son and daughter-in-law of Indianapolis, her mother, Edna Mae Mitchell of Greensburg, one sister and brother-in-law, Dean and Joe Bridgewater of Greensburg. Funeral services for Ella Mitchell Allen will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Mitchell Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock Friday at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.